Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Do any of you white knuckle it through Christmas without cannabis? Or sneak off into the bushes with a couple of cannabis-friendly relatives to medicate? Those days will soon be over, thanks to one of my newest favorite things. You met Sula Breathable Cannabis on Podcast 117. It's the kind of product that could put you in the gift-giving Hall of Fame. And since we're committed to eliminating shitty gift-giving, let's decide who on your shopping list would love this new cannabis technology. And be sure to stuff your own stocking and survive those inevitable holiday headaches, Jopra style. I present to you Joe's Favorite Things. Today on Joe's Favorite Things, I'm joined in the studio by Andreas Beckel, the founder of Dispersa Labs and creator of Sula Breathable Cannabis, the world's first dry powder inhaler for cannabinoids. So get out your list. We're going to check it twice. And if they've been naughty, maybe Sula can make them nice. I mean, hell, it's worth a shot, right? You made
Sweet.
It.
Sweet. Wow.
You made
I'm honored.
It. You should be. I mean, because Gushing. By the way, this is seriously, everything that's in Joe's Favorite Things are literally my favorite things. They're things that I have around here that I use regularly. I'm not trying to sell you shit. Nobody's paying me a commission. These are just really things that I love. So when I say that Sula is on my favorite things list, it is kind of a big deal because I am the cannabis lifestyle guide. So let's give people a quick rundown of who would be great recipients of Sula as a gift.
Wow. You know, folks who, you know, are maybe a little apprehensive about starting cannabis in the first place, mm-hmm. just because it is a very more familiar kind of pharma looking, feeling type of delivery method. Mm-hmm. And so it might make them a little more comfortable than a more traditional joint or a pipe or something like that, or a vape pen, which is a little scary these days. Or maybe they're a little afraid of edibles just because of some of the stories out there and how titrating dose is a little bit of a challenge, especially when you're just starting out and you don't know, you know, start low and go slow. And we live those words ourselves. But this is a very nice, you know, kind of introductory dose into a THC product that would have an effect, a very manageable effect. It kind of rounds the edges and makes things a little more, you know, heightens all the senses a little bit. Everything mm-hmm. tastes a little better. So that pasta you had when you were in Italy probably, you know, popped a little bit more than it. I mean, it's just the best ingredients and the best methods. So anyway, it doesn't need it there, but you know, if you're going to open up a can of Chef Boyardee or something here, you know, Sula could make it taste a little better.
Shame on those people.
It, yeah. Yeah. You know, folks who need to medicate in places where cannabis isn't acceptable, if they get anxiety in a social setting, you know, this is a very discreet way of taking the medicine. And no one would know what you're taking, really, because there's no smell, there's no smoke, there's no byproduct. It's very, very discreet, but then it's fast acting. So folks who need fast acting medicine, you know, we're talking a minute or two here, right? Mm-hmm. So who wants to wait around to relieve anxiety or pain or to go get a good night's sleep, for example? So you were holding the pins again.
I was holding it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no hands.
There you go. Look, Ma.
No, see, that was me cleaning out the last one.
Yeah.
And there was still a little bit
of
it. Well,
there's a little bit of deposition that happens in the device, in the inhaler, mm-hmm. and that when the capsule rattles around a second time, it knocks it loose again. But
right on. So, you know, if you're somebody who really wants to get your money's worth and
it ends up being a pretty static, it's a very static and stable deposition layer on the device. And so it sheds like in a very controlled way mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just part of the dose.
No, nothing wrong at all. Yeah. And I like that it's compostable.
Yeah.
I just get selfish when I think about why things are my favorites. Mm. Duh, who wouldn't? I love it for travel. And I know that's company founder and brand creator that you probably don't get to say that in your marketing, but I can say it because it's my show. This is freaking perfect to take with you on an airplane. You know, if you have anxiety when you travel, well, you know, you've got your medicine. And I seriously use this out in public all the time and nobody knows what it is. So that's
But we're
fun.
Also finding people, you know, folks who are in a hospital, for example, who might want to lay off the opioids, for example. You know, you can dose with this and it's fast acting. So it'll get you that relief without having to go outside of the hospital to vape or smoke. And so, you know, it really frees people up. And that's to me the most medical setting you can imagine is in a hospital where this would be tolerated, whereas vaping, smoking, and these other modalities really are no-nos.
Yeah, good call.
But in a movie theater, you know, in a restaurant or a ristorante, lots of places.
Trattoria.
On BART.
BART, yes. Yeah. We all need this on BART. Yeah. This is perfect for public transportation. Somebody that has to commute to work every day and they hate their commute, maybe they don't love their job and they're disgruntled, perfect Christmas gift for them or anytime gift for them or go find a new job gift for them.
Could be.
Who else? What about people that do have some sort of illness or disease? Because I know that you know, your background is medical. So who would this be safe for with?
Yeah. I mean, we've had friends who have had our cancer patients who have successfully used this to treat their nausea and stoke their appetite. It also helps them get a good night's sleep because that's an issue when you're on chemo and things like that. Multiple sclerosis, we've got quite a bit of feedback on that indication as well for folks being able to relieve some spasticity. And again, sleep being a key, be able to sleep through the night. But, you know, anything basically that folks use THC for, that's what this product can do. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fast-acting, very discreet and precise dosage form that folks really shouldn't be afraid of. Because, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of newbies, there is this fear level that they have to get over. And, you know, where do they, what's their entry point? So we think that Sula could be a really good sort of entree into, you know, a very manageable, controlled dosage form that, you know, is quite frankly a known dosage form. You know exactly what you're introducing into your lungs. And, you know, we think that it really meets a lot of people's needs potentially.
Totally. And when you were talking about being in a hospital, I had my sister and her wife, Dion, on my show. We did a three-part series on cancer, and they were talking about the only thing they're missing in the treatment room or in infusion room, I should say, is that they can't smoke a bowl together. And so now, because she did buy a pack of these, so now she gets to take this to the infusion room. And so I think this is also a great way to introduce doctors to cannabis. Yeah. So, you know, your doctor that you have questions about it and they're like, oh, I can't recommend it, I don't know anything. Being able to take this to them and say, like, this is how I'm consuming. Yeah. You know, you can also start changing people's minds about cannabis.
And we're all about that. I mean, the stigma, just any way to diminish that and bring this into the realm of normalcy, which is where it should be.
Yeah.
You know, as a valuable medicine for many, many things. So very happy to hear that feedback about Crystal.
Yeah. How much does this cost? How much is Sula?
So our introductory pack, it consists of the inhaler and a 10 pack of doses. And it's $50 at retail plus tax. And then we're going to be coming out with refill. So the device itself is very durable and you can use hundreds of doses for hundreds of doses. And we're going to start selling refill kits here, packs really soon. We're going to be selling a 10 pack refill. So that then the per dose price goes down to $4 per dose. So about $40 pre-tax. And then we're also going to do like a 30-day supply package. So you're buying in bulk then. It's, you know, really you're buying 30 doses. So if you use one a day, that's nice. You don't have to run to the dispensary all the time.
Now, is that going to bring my cost down even more?
It does. It does. So then we're talking about a $3 per dose.
Okay. Point. So, now we're cooking with grease.
Right. So yeah, that would be, you know, 30 doses for $90.
Yeah.
Pre-tax.
And again, somebody who is looking to live a cannabis for wellness lifestyle, and, you know, I encourage people low doses of their cannabinoids every day, that becomes affordable, because I know I spend a lot more than that on some of the supplements that I take.
Or just going to Starbucks morning. Or, you know, a cup of coffee or, you know, a glass of wine or whatever it is. I mean, we're selling, you know, the effects of THC in this in this particular formulation. And so it's an experience. It's not, you know, here's 1 milligram of THC. It's the effect of that 1 milligram THC, which, you know, obviously, it, as we spoke earlier, it's something that goes a lot. It's more like a 5 milligram by another way of administration. So
yeah. So this is a great gift for newbies and for busy travelers. You can check out their website, Sula. Is it Sula?
It's BreatheSula.com.
BreatheSula.com. And they'll constantly be adding new dispensaries because you have just launched in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sonoma County was the first lucky place to be able to get Sula in the dispensary at Soulful. So if you're around here, go check that out. Otherwise, you can be able to buy it online soon. And I really encourage people to check it out and expand your idea what cannabis is. And, you know, if you are somebody that lives a cannabis for wellness lifestyle and you are trying to fit it in a way where you're not sneaking off to the garage to, you know, have your medicine, and you want to, you know, be able to consume in front of your kids and make it normal, make it normal. Like, this is a great way to do it. Do you have anything else? I mean, that was my own freestyle pitch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just went for it.
No, it's, yeah, I think we hit a lot of, you know, of the points there. It's just, you know, it's just a very new novel form that can free people up to be able to use cannabis in all kinds of different sets and settings.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of a new liberating way of consuming cannabis that you can feel good about and not worry about, okay, what am I doing? You know, I'm doing good things for my body, but what are the bad things I'm doing with this? So we put a lot of work into this to make this just a pure good thing.
Right on. High five. I love it. Joe's favorite things.
All right, Joe.
Sula.
Casually baked in the house.
Yeah, I think I'm more than casually baked now.
You've tried a few of those.
I have tried a few of those. Oh, wait, we have to try it once here on the Joe's Favorite Things video.
Sure.
This can't be. I mean, I do want you to go listen to podcast 117 with Sula, but just in case, I'm going to let you do the demo this time.
Sure.
Well, so, we might as well both do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll just go
let's
for
do it in
it.
Tandem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have lunch after this.
Exactly. It'll make it all taste that much more yummy. So you just pop the capsule out of the blister card and remove the mouth piece cover. And then twist the top of the mouthpiece over. It rotates in one direction. Place the capsule into this piercing pocket or chamber. close it up.
Piercing pocket.
I can tell the medicine is working. Push these buttons in once and release. That's important so that it doesn't pin the capsules. If you hold those pins in, it holds the capsule in place.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yep. That's when you're a true newbie. And then you just put this in your mouth and then give it a nice draw, and you'll hear the capsule lift and rattle around and release its contents. And then those travel into your deep lung, and you hold for about 2 seconds. So it's about 2 seconds of breath effort, 2 seconds of breath hold. And then you're done. You've got an empty capsule and lungs that have your target dose in it.
And Andreas is going to do like the drinking the full cup version.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a sipper, so you first.
All right. And I'm done. So breath hold done. Yep. There you go.
And I always just exhale through my nose because I always just bounce out just a touch of powder.
Okay.
So I like to exhale softly through my nose so that I don't lose any medicine. So that's just a hot tip from yours truly. Cheers.
Sula. Cheers. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Totally.
It's been a blast, yeah.
And scene.
I should probably take a dose myself. I've just taken like 3 or 4 placebos here. I think 3.
Yeah, 1 for you, 6 for me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, good times. This Casually Baked podcast bonus series was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. La Osa is in the house, capturing and editing the video version of the podcast, available on YouTube and Channel 203 on Cannabis Club TV. Puff, puff, pass it on. Thank you.